Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Oh, the go-go joint? Let's see, last night it was about like... It was too late. I got there like 8:33. The cops was shutting it down at 8:35. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's crazy to me how... I don't understand how you could move to a neighborhood that has historically played music on the corner. There's clubs nearby. Town was nearby. The Brixton is nearby. They play go-go in the corner during business hours. I understand how you could move there.
Right.
Not buy the property, but just move there and then insist that the surrounding area change around you because of what you pay.
Insist on fucking shit up. That's crazy to me. Especially, it's like, why would you... That should be the reason that you come to live in that intersection, right? Like, those are supposed to be the things that are unique, right? That appeal to you, that make you want to live in this particular area of D.C.
It just don't make no sense. It's like if you moved on Bourbon Street and was like, you know what? I'm tired of all these damn parades and all this drinking.
All this shit down.
No, shut the shit down because I'm paying rent at this
place. I'm working from home.
You know what bothers me most about the Don't Mute DC movement?
What?
These people who try to mute DC, they never come out and just be courageous about it.
Nah.
They always throwing shots and then hiding their hand.
Want to go through government channels.
Yeah, man. They went through the ANC to try to get a noise ordinance sent to the letter of T-Mobile, Metro PCS. Like, they give a shit.
Yeah, that's like talking to the teacher after class, after everybody left out and just snitching on everybody.
Yo,
that was bullying you.
That's some straight up bullshit, man.
It's like, not the way to go about it.
Straight up bullshit. If you're going to try it, I at least say, put your dick on the table.
Mm.
Tell the people what you
Show
want,
it.
How you want to do it, and then let's have that conversation.
We might respect it if you step out there. Now I'm thinking about it totally different.
Legit.
I'm like, you know, I understand work-life balance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Quality of life.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? You paying $4,000 a month for this studio apartment at the Shea.
Yeah.
I understand why
and
you want a little
cranking
piece of quiet.
For hours.
Yeah. I can't take it. I can't take no more cranking. But you know what? In a good response, in a good DC way, which I read in the cultural plan by Mira Bowser today, DC is known for counterculture. So if you have something that you want to put up against the culture, guess what we're going to do? We're going to go in against you.
Absolutely.
So, now there's going to be a go-go on U Street for the next 7 days.
Show of force. You know what? It's been so much, you know, just us as a community locally and I guess globally.
Right.
With, you know, Nipsey passing and so much going on. Like, it's really shaking things up.
It is.
And we are coming. We're not just being super responsive on social media with things.
No, we're showing up.
Like, that's act. We're showing up. We're boots on the ground
real. That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Especially because, you know, like, we feel like there is a battle against our culture.
Right.
Right? Even with Nipsey, like, the speculation was instantly, oh, Dr. CB, they're trying to wax us.
Right, 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 right.
They're trying
to
eradicate us. So, I don't know, man.
We always got to be looking out for ourselves, you right?
Right.
Like, that's why I never got, when people were talking about Dr. CB conspiracy with Nipsey, I was like, you know what? Grieving in the black community is never single layered. Like,
no.
I can't tell somebody that they can't make sense of something being taken away from us from, like, the government or the conspiracy, because that shit's happened.
It's happened.
We've watched it happen historically. Yeah. So,
it's also been a lot of other things that happened historically. You know, in these layers, so it's hard to say.
And it always happened on, like, some back channel, underground, local government bullshit. Like, you got to be reading deep into the paper. People!
That's when the classified documents become unclassified, like, 50 years later.
Oh, now we see
right
what's
now
going
we see
on.
Everything.
Yeah. So I don't want that to happen to Go-Go. I definitely don't want that to happen to the culture of D.C. So I think we're standing here from over the shoulder podcast, saying, hey, man, don't mute DC. Hashtag don't mute DC.
Hashtag
we
don't
signed
mute
a petition.
DC. Shout out TCB. Shout out Wale.
Shout out
just the good folks of DC and the DMV area who showed force and had a good time
showed
last night. I didn't see one act of craziness whatsoever, and everybody was just enjoying themselves as we usually do.
Yep.
Anyway, what's up, people? Welcome to Over the Shoulder. This is your opportunity to eavesdrop in on conversations between content creators as we discuss the ups and downs, motivations, and inspirations of creativity. I am one of your co-hosts, Backpack Matt, and I am joined by my homie.
What up, though? It's your boy, B-Mo Brown.
Yeah, man. We're just a couple of content creators, you know, creative specialists and producers who like to work with a myriad of different groups and individuals, you know, in the DMV scene and abroad. So we have a depth a roster of many people who will be cycling in and out of
a
milieu,
if you will.
Yeah,
a
milieu,
if you will, dog. That's right, man. Later on in the show, we're going to be joined by rapper and son of DC legend, Mr. Chris Allen. He's going to come through.
Nice.
He's going to let us sneak some tracks in. So he'll be coming through, joining us for the conversation.
A little sneak peek.
Nice. As always, we're coming live to you from the lobby of the Lion Hotel, sitting here with our great producer, Miss Alexia. Hey.
Hello. Shout out, Alexia.
Hey.
Yeah, Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Shout out, Jack, as well. Alexia, how you doing?
I'm
so
great.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you too. I love this show.
Oh yeah,
see, that means a lot because Alexia sits in here and she engineers most of the sessions that go on here at the Full Service Radio. Check out fullserviceradio.com. Correct.
Check it out.
Plenty of mixes, dope music, dope podcasts.
Right.
Anyway, so I've been on vacation. Right.
I
spent last week in Nevis, which is next to St. Kitts. They both considered one country. It's in the South Caribbean.
Okay.
And I was out there for I did pretty good last year for work. So
right.
They paid for all expenses to fly out there and enjoy myself.
Nice.
So I'm sorry I couldn't be here last week. I hope, my in the bag, we didn't ramble on a little too much, but I'm happy to see y'all and be back here on schedule.
Man, I'm glad to see you, Matt. Welcome back to the stateside. Welcome back to the podcast, man. It's always great having you.
The blues
in the
a little different here, but it's my homies are here. So
yeah, we're here, man.
It's the trade-off.
We'll try to keep you warm as much as we can with this amazing shit talking we're trying to do, right?
You know what I'm hyped for, though?
What's that?
I'm hyped for your segment, bro.
Are you ready? Oh, yeah. Man. But before we get there, we got the word of the day.
Oh, word
of the day.
The day.
Word of the day. Each week, we share a new word and try to incorporate it throughout the episode. If you've been listening, of course, you heard milieu a second ago. Today's word is brought to you by a dictionary app that will soon sponsor us. The word of the day.
Facts.
Flim flam.
Flim.
Flim flam. A verb. To trick, deceive, swindle, or cheat. A fortune teller flim flammed her out of her savings. Today's word of the day, flim flam. Like, I believe the residents of the Shay are trying to flim flam their way out of some good go-go music on the corner. Bunch of bitches.
Right.
That's what flim flam should always be followed by, ... bunch of bitches.
You know, I saw an article the other day. It was talking about how JC was going to, like, put down a $5 million trust fund for Nipsey Hussle's baby.
Okay.
And or child. And then I realized that whoever created that article flim flam the whole thing.
Really?
It wasn't real.
It was fake news. It was flim flam news.
Maybe we'll touch on that a little bit later. They flim flammed us, dog. How you going to flim flam us for good? How you going to put my man Jay in that position?
That's crazy.
Stop being disrespectful.
That wasn't real.
Oh, it wasn't a real thing, bro.
Man.
But you know it's going to garner all them retweets, man.
Yeah.
Then flim flammed us again, bro.
Flim flammed us again. I hope people don't fall for the flim flam and try to blame Jay for it, though. Let's just try to keep it. Let's try to keep it real. If you don't mind, Alexia, let's shake some things up a little bit before we get into our segments. Can you play "Fly or Die" by Chris Allen? He's going to join us in the studio. But go ahead and play that track for us one time.
I pray my soul don't float away at an early age. I got moves to make. I'm gonna giggle to the bank with a pocket full of lint. Take a set to give them thanks. I'm always dropping gems. Need to put that in my tank. I remember days at the club I had to pay. Now the saints go marching in. Breaking levees, make it rain. We've been up for days trying to find a way to change. Hearing people say my name and underrated is the same. We all need love sometimes. When the nights get long, you must still stand strong. I had the whole thing wrong. Now I've turned a new leaf. We just keep keeping on. We all need love sometimes. When the nights get long, you must still stand strong. I had the whole thing wrong. Now I've turned a new leaf. We just keep keeping on. Yeah. Well, you could try a little love for one day, if that's okay.
focused on a lot of growth. Tennessee, the city through a bigger scope. Hard to focus off this medicinal. Playing bumper cars with professionals. Give them bars before I let them go. Over heaven sounds and the checkers float. Where my granny stay, only heaven knows. At heaven's gates with a bubble coat. Ain't been focused on a single hole. Trying to settle now like the rent is old. Trying to double down with an inner scope. Cause it's shady business when the money low. Wavy nigga off a little dope. Seen a couple commas, but I need some more. Got a couple calling, I just tell them no. Trying to love myself, got a ways to go. I just do this for my little cousins. Cause that little crib been a motherfucker. See my auntie pushing like another trucker. She been slaving, working, trying to buy the supper. I don't know if I'll ever blow, but I'm with my brothers. We gon' let you know. Running, running numbers like it's 94. Boy, I'm on to something. It's the Holy Ghost. Take a second, gotta let it breathe. Now I'm fucking round with the melodies. I'm approaching apples. I've been telling Eve when the fall is finished, I'ma definitely leave. I've been down, it was anything. Boy, we hella high, we got hella wings. I see purple skies every time I blink. When it come to winds, I don't think a thing. But okay, okay, I was down and now I'm fine. Days I used to pray to shine, never did, still I'm right. Okay, okay, me and you don't think alike. You scream fuck the other side, we don't really have the time. Okay, okay, I was down and now I'm fine. Days I used to pray to shine, never did, still I'm right. Okay, okay, me and you don't think alike. You scream fuck the other side, we don't really have the time.
Cry a little love for one day, that's okay. I know that heaven's not as far as I think, that's why I pray. Well, you can mix a little love with all that hate, that's all I'm saying. Well, if you opened up your mind and your heart, then you'll be straight.
Oh man, Chris Allen, you got one with that one,
yeah,
bro.
That was dope.
You got one with that one, bro. That is a song.
Thank you. Thank
that
you.
Is a hit.
That was really good.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
Miss Alexia liked it. Oh yeah. I think we got us a smash on
three thumbs up.
Thumbs up. We're gonna come back with more from Chris Allen. He is in studio. We got a special segment with him here in a few minutes, so stay tuned. We're gonna do a special interview. But do y'all mind if I go too deep real fast?
Do your thing, brother.
I'm good. Back. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Now, y'all don't mind if I get to blubbering in here, all right?
Nah, do your thing, man.
So,
it's powerful shit.
As a content creator, I find it pivotal to constantly investigate that which inspires, confounds, and disrupts creativity. Each week, I'm going to explore one creative concept, deconstruct it to its creative atoms, and analyze its foundations in hopes of expanding the discovery of the creative process. This week, I won the WWE Championship. Right? I have a confession. I'm a wrestling fan, okay?
Die
hard, and I right? don't mean casually, all right? I'm not, it's not quite a guilty pleasure, but I get tired of people reminding me how they watched Stone Cold and Undertaker when they were young, and that wrestling is now whack, and it's for kids, and it's fake, or whatever self-taught lie they practice to excuse the disintegration of their own imagination. It's quite embarrassing. For them, not for me, though. I used to watch wrestling because there was something magical about a boy watching gladiators. I still remember my first baseball game. St. Louis Cardinals versus the Kansas City Royals in St. Louis. I remember my first college basketball game, round one of the NCAA tournament in Memphis Pyramid. And I remember the first time I watched wrestling in my father's lap watching the Macho Man Randy Savage versus Sting on WCW. While I'm no longer a boy, I can honestly say that my appreciation of professional wrestling extends past those superficial reasons and their tag-along nostalgia. I watch wrestling because the WWE has perfected the art of long-form storytelling, branding, and production. And as a creative, I rely on those three tools to create. How could I not study wrestling and call myself a creative, right? We're talking about the producers of 26 years worth of live Monday night shows with characters who've evolved, devolved, pivoted, retired, died, and the production never missed a beat. I barely produce one show a month, and I miss beats so much that I'm practically singing a different song, right? We're talking about a brand essentially who has essentially incubated the brand of literally thousands of performers while generating billions of dollars in revenue. I work with managers of people who have one talent and can't get simple booking after working with them for decades. Hands down, in my opinion, WWE is one of the greatest content creators to grace the planet. And while I have no regret of my support for WWE, there are some huge faults. In time, they tried to rectify these faults. Wrestlers are dying faster than NFL players, and while the WWE has implemented a wellness plan, it's not enough. The WWE has notoriously been misogynistic towards women, and while giving WrestleMania a female main event is indicative of progression, they can do more. One area they haven't addressed, though, is race. The WWE, who essentially can name their own champion, has had one black WWE champion in their 40-year existence, and it's The Rock. And I'll let you have that what you are. In such, I'm ashamed that my fandom is tainted by the WWE's tendency to marginalize and delineate black talent. As if to say the WWE universe wouldn't thrive with the black man as a representational forefront. I remind her of these moments, and they make me gag. I think about Vince McMahon dropping the N-word on live TV. I think about Booker T being told people like you don't deserve being champion, and then losing his championship match. I'm reminded of the most powerful black man on the planet, literally Mark Henry, being fetishized and minimized as a sideshow act for the majority of his career. Mm-hmm. But finally, on this last Sunday, we got an answer. This past Sunday, Kofi Kingston, Ghana-born, New Orleans and Boston raised, beat Daniel Bryant, became the WWE champion. I watched as the black man, clad in Basquiat's crown, surrounded by his homeboys and his beautiful black son, raised years of oppression and lack of inclusion above his head, those childhood feelings of watching gladiators didn't return. Instead, I felt the gladiator within me rise. Representation matters, folks. And I understand it might be fake for some, but I'll leave the entitled white men fighting fantastic battles in front of green screens to you and HBO. Today, I'm WWE champion. And I just went a little too deep. If you can't find it, swim for it.
Wow. Wow. That was crazy, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kofi Kingston.
Shout out to Kofi Kingston.
We all became WWE champions in this room, man. I haven't watched it in like 10 years, but I got the belt on me right now.
Right now,
right
bro.
Now. I feel it.
Bro, I was crying so, I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not a toxic black man. I was crying so hard, bro. I was blubbering.
I was excited, bro. I texted my man. I'm like, what time WrestleMania? Come on.
Yo, we was at the house. Bro, we was at the Creator Farm this weekend. I had to find a corner where the Wi-Fi was good. I was like, I'm going to watch me some WrestleMania, bro. You better believe it.
That's OC. And then I think, like, just the WWE, like, embracing black people this year is, like, it's definitely there. They are definitely, like, elevating. Even their partnership with Wale is, like, slightly incredible. That's incredible, bro.
It is. Right. So, like, I'm proud today to be a fan of the WWE. Of course, there needs to be more work around even racial inclusion still. We got our first black champion. I call him the first black champion. I love The Rock. But he don't look like me. Mm-hmm. We got our first black champion with locks,
right,
a nappy beard to win the championship.
And black homeboys.
Yeah, and black homeboys.
I heard, you know, and clarify this for me. He's not just the WWE champion, but he's considered a Grand Slam champion.
So break that down for me. So Kofi Kingston has won every championship the WWE has to offer.
Wow.
What we call like the second tier championships, which are your European titles and your U.S. titles.
Okay.
You got your primary championship levels, which are like your Intercontinental title and your tag team titles. And then you got like the branded championships, which is the WWE champion.
Right.
There's only been one black WWE champion, and now there's two. And the guy who won the second time has won all the other titles beforehand. So he's already been used as the backbone, as like the supporting cast for these branded superstars, for him to rise up by his bootstraps, I might say.
He excelled at every level.
That's incredible. And now we are black champions.
Wow.
That's incredible.
My right eye is like moist. Crazy. What the?
That man said we won the championship.
We won the championship, bro. Matt, what you got in the bag, come on USA?
Come on USA.
Monday and Tuesdays, baby.
All right, they need to
sponsor us.
Yeah, get Hulk Hogan out of this.
It's been a minute.
Yo, Hulk Hogan was at WrestleMania.
That's the whole thing.
That's the thing, though.
I guess that's the whole thing.
It's the balance, man. Hulk. Oh, if you didn't know, Hulk Hogan was definitely calling this niggas behind the back for years, since the 80s. Yeah.
He said was.
Was. Is. Ah.
He probably say it like it's cool.
Yeah,
like,
he probably do. Vince McMahon said nigga on motherfucking Raw.
Them type of dudes got reps in, so when they say it, that shit come off clean.
It stings.
It's a fluid type of racism.
Oh man, bad.
Anyway, let me see if I can find my bag. It's been a minute. Where's? Here it is. That's the bag. All right, here we go. All right, here's this one's out of BlackEnterprise.com. Talks about Biggie's son, C.J. Wallace, has now started a cannabis company called Think Big. Right. It was all a dream. See, in the wake of Nipsey's passing, the question was rightfully asked, well, what about his children? Right? When we lose leaders, we don't just mourn the loss of the person, but we lost the knowledge and perspective that they had and that they had to offer. We fear that we did not garner enough game and gems, the jewels, if you will, of that person's life. And we fear we've wasted a lifetime opportunity, you know, quite literally, to learn from the wise. So, of course, you're definitely going to empathize with that person's children, you know, these kids who haven't really even entered memorable stages in life.
Right.
Are now without a father. And by the way, their father is now I can kind of coin as a legend in the game in terms of, you know, just being a statesman so young, being a millennial like all of us in this room.
Right.
But being way ahead of his time and his peers. Right. So with this news of C.J. Wallace, and I'm starting his own cannabis company, it gives me hope that maybe our legacy lingers in the blood after all. You know, so Wallace's company, or we'll say CJ, CJ's company creates curated cannabis products rooted in three core pillars: creativity, curiosity, and collaboration.
Wow.
Right? Think Big advocates for the safe use of cannabis through the development of new products. And I'm reading this directly from the article right now. This is a quote. So Think Big advocates for the safe use of cannabis through the development of new products, stories, research, and charitable projects. The venue aims to honor and embrace cannabis' ability to aid in personal expression, health, and wellness. The brand also strives to be a champion of criminal justice reform, advocating for the decriminalization of the plant. We always forget that although Biggie died and was murdered, he was, you know, arrested for weed possession charges before that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, you know, it's many of our legends, many of us in general as black people, we all, I don't need to go to that aside in terms of our relationship with marijuana in the prison industrial complex, right? So, you know, he also states in some ways we are the driver for social change, right? To help shift the negative stigma of the use of cannabis and the rise of cannabis businesses in black communities. We want to be the black community to see that the cannabis industry as an economic driver, as it is one of the fastest growing industries in the world right now. Powerful stuff, man. So, you know, when I think about Nipsey's kids, I'm like, okay, maybe there is hope after all, right? You know, although that physical being of a father is not there, his community and his tribe is still there.
That's right.
His legacy is still there. Mm-hmm. And more so than Big, this guy has a whole encyclopedia of interviews, music, projects, storefronts.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy.
Blueprints.
Literally.
Literally blueprints.
Yeah.
And, you know, all it is our job as a community in a macro sense, and also, you know, the community surrounding these kids to ensure that they have complete and full access to that wealth of knowledge at all times. And just to wrap it up, from 10 crack commandments to impact and cannabis, we know there's power in thinking big because the sky is the limit.
Oh, come on, Matt. And come on, man. Come on, Matt.
Way in his bag.
You in the bag,
that's all
bro.
I got for the bag.
You in the bag, bro. Yo, that's such a great point, though. And just to think that CJ was inspired kind of by his father's trauma to create this project.
Right.
To think about what Nipsey's kids will do in light of Nipsey's triumph to follow up.
Facts.
Woo!
Right. It's going to be incredible, man. They get a man.
Right.
They get a man a corner yesterday, bro.
They gave a man a corner. That's right.
Right. Was it Nipsey Hussle Square?
Yeah.
I forget how to pronounce his last name.
Restoration and rejuvenation, bro. That's what's going on right now, man.
And this is the elevation from where it was when Big died and where we were and what he left behind, which a big impact, right?
Yeah.
But just that being the foundation and Tupac being the foundation for what Nip was actually able to accomplish.
Right.
Like what he leaves behind is set in stone, like as opposed to what Big and Pac left behind, which is like set in heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's tangible things, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it gets me thinking, like, I know we got to move on to the next segment, but everybody's also thinking like Nipsey's dead. So all the projects in the companies that he created, you know, are basically going to like go away. And I call to action anybody with a bag, especially these rappers and entertainers who want to invest. If you don't have an idea from the jump or whatever you've been investing in, it hasn't really worked out, why not reach out to Nipsey's team?
That's right.
And start funneling your investments there.
Yeah, why not?
Because obviously it was working.
It's a proven model.
Right.
Right.
A proven infrastructure, a proven team. Just my two cents.
All right. Hey man, that's thanks for the bag, bro. Yeah, Alexia, yeah, no can problem. We play the? Can we cue up the next Chris Allen joint? I'm ready. Gotcha. Oh yeah, so we're gonna play this Chris Allen joint. We'll be right back with a special segment from Chris Allen as we talk more about the creative process. This is Over the Shoulder. We'll be right back.
Live from the trap, nigga. Good man. Truth be told, I might never change. I might never fade from the second page. Yeah. Front page wouldn't feel the same. And the kids been hot since 11th grade. Woo. You blowing O's, let them fade away. You hitting shows, they gon' make you pay. You say you won, but we make the same. Except I'm running plays every other day. These bammers lie on their family name. I don't understand, I just play the game. Can't pretend I ain't dodging pain. I've been dodging neighbors strolling from the train. Your uptown Roman do not look the same. Your PG County cannot keep you safe. Your VA beaches ain't even built the same. I got inner city in my DNA. And I was down for a long time. You could tell I'm the wrong one. I'ma smile cause the crib mine. Come around if you want some. Off the brown, Poppy grab the pound. He gon' break it down with the young ones. Southeast with intentions to never fall without making fuss. I let it go, I'm on a roll. From Bennett Road to the globe. All I know is on my soul. Ain't no limits, nah, no. Put my dreams on big screens. If it's pressure, it's on me. All my partners major league. Big as me with wild swings. Can't pretend I was smart when I was young. Was so dumb. Off the gas, I was lost. I just couldn't hold on. I got demons from Northwest, Northeast, Southwest, Southeast, DC. I got visions of running away with all these mumbles. Yeah. High key, I've been on the low. Getting bigger in a circle small. Fly high, learning off the dope. That the dopest shit, it always come with quotes. Price digger, I'm a night shifter. Let the hours pass while I run it up. See the club, I'ma fuck it up. If I see the plug, I'ma throw it up. Change. 2020 vision, pen the clearest picture, screaming fuck your image. This is for my this niggas. For got an older mental by my residential. Shorty showing dentals on the city night. Love the city and she see the city lights. I feel indifferent, still I tend to wonder if she love a nigga or she love the city lights. Spitting image of my hope and rental vision. I let it go, I'm on a roll. From Bennett Road to the globe. All I know is on my soul. Ain't no limits, nah, no. Put my dreams on big screens. If it's pressure, it's on me, all my partners, major league, biggest me with wildest swing. Can't pretend I was smart when I was young, was so dumb. Off the gas, I was lost, I just couldn't hold on. I got demons from Northwest, Northeast, Southwest, Southeast, DC. I got visions of running away with all these mumbo sauce dreams. Yeah, you doubted me, probably proud of me, gotta be. I can see millions in front of me, part of me, party with millionaires, honestly. My joggers is dirty as Uber seats, moving and cooling, I'm showing it. Youth that the proof is improvement, repeating is losing. Creative, the gang in the district, the movement. Since niggas wore koofies and butters, man, but my visions are running with all these mumbo sauce dreams. Hey, I got visions of running away with all these mumbo sauce dreams. I got visions of running away with all these mumbo sauce dreams. I got visions of running away. I got visions of running away.
Oh man, another fire joint from Chris Allen. Man. My dog. Man, so we got Chris Allen in the studio right now. Chris, before we even get started, tell us more about these two songs we heard, Fly or Die and The Last Joint.
Oh, man. So Fly or Die, actually, produced by The Heavens, Reggie Volume in Panama, the homies. Right. My creative family, I'd say, at this point. But we're working on an album right now called From the South Side with Love, trying to make it a DC classic. We don't want to call it a classic, but we definitely are crafting like a classic. So. Right. Fly Die will probably be one of the singles off of that.
Hey.
And the second track is, I don't even have a name for that right now, actually. It's produced by this producer in London, SNCTM.
Okay.
He's a house producer, and I'm just trying to get more in the house. So boom. I'm like, fuck it.
You mentioned The Heavens just now, and I think that's a great segue to kind of start off this segment. I met you in the midst of like a very different and new creative idea, and it kind of happened again over this weekend. Tell us more about like the creative district and what y'all got going on at the farm.
So the creative district, man, we are actually like obviously we're still forming. We hope to one day be DC's rival or DC's version of, I guess you could say, a Quality Control or a Motown or DC doesn't have any staple music wise. Label-wise,
like a farming, that's crazy.
System. Not even a farming system.
For African-Americans, and we definitely don't have any firm that is strictly artist development and
on the creative side as well. Wow. So this is something we try and do. So the Creative District, we've been hosting like artist retreats on a 300 acre farm.
That's right.
It's been incredible. Like last weekend, Bloody Rose came out.
Shout out to Bloody Rose.
A collective
Rose.
From New Jersey.
Yep.
Before we've had Risa Renee's come out.
Yeah, shout out Risa Renee.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who our Mojo's come out. Kasim's come out. Yo, yep. So much dope music just in the cut right now. So we just building, man, and trying to build with everybody. We all about collaboration. So in this venture, Panama and Reggie Volume have been like essential to
right.
just the functioning and the creation of this collaboration, I guess. Yeah.
Where's the fusion of like, you know, taking inspiration from like house music and stuff like that? Like,
yeah,
are you like a global citizen of music? Do you just listen to so many different genres?
Man, I listen to everything. We're from DC, so nice. Like, first of all, we create, like we are on the forefront of creation. We're never on the back end. We yeah. never take flows. Yeah. Like if we use them, we flip them. Yeah, we flip them, but right. we create them. We right. create cadences. We create bounce. And honestly,
sure. yeah.
my project is like bounce, bruh. Yeah. I believe like I'm trying to create like a subgenre of hip hop called DC bounce.
Mm.
With this project, I really hope like we could take like go-go influences and yes. I guess some like rhythmic influences and really create like a bounce that's hip and that's new, almost nerd like with DC influence.
Yeah,
it'll be crazy. I'm excited.
The album is called To the South Side with Love.
From the South Side.
From the South Side with Love.
Yeah. Speaking of that go-go influence, like just in terms from the music, drawing inspiration from that. I know like we had the Rich Harrison era, right?
Right.
Like Amory's One Thing and
yep.
a few of those joints. Like I know he did some work with Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
and that was like I know where I was in high school around that time. Like
that was a time,
right? That was an era. But I wish that we had kind of
let that keep going, right? We let that fall off.
Yeah.
Even if you think, man, we got all these, the DMV flow could go over anything. So I never understand why people don't try to incorporate like our bounce and our crank, man. Like, we crank. Like
I don't even hear like congos and stuff and like a lot of beats. Like anymore. I'm like, we don't even draw from the instruments themselves, let alone the cadences and bounces that so many go-go bands have in the stash that we could sample from.
Exactly. You think go-go bands, there's so many go-go bands with dope Lee Mikes who Facts. Never left the city because they just never put that production, got that production in actual studios. Like Killer Kyle's crazy, man. But like
crazy,
he never really put that like that go-go production over his music. So it's time to get it going for sure.
It's time to formalize. I think that's an important. It's important for our generation, especially people who are enjoying music in DC right now, to make sure that go-go stays in the music. Like we've seen the thing with the Don't Mute DC. We can't mute ourselves as well.
No.
And I think it's also quite like beautiful that you're in studio with us right now, because I found out something about you over the weekend that kind of blew my mind.
Found out, huh?
So yeah. I've been in DC for 11 years. Every time I mention a go-go band, especially around a DC native, they name the percussionist, not the drummer. The dude that's on the congos, they named the percussion by name. Like, oh my god, that nigga is crazy.
Go Mickey, he's the truth.
Right,
yeah. You think he got a whole song? Yeah.
Right, right. But he just the percussionist dude. So while I'm chilling on the farm this weekend, I hear that Chris Allen himself is the son of a DC go-go band percussionist.
Wow,
is that true?
Yeah. So my pops,
it's in the blood.
My pops is Chris Allen. He goes by Geronimo. He played in Trouble Funk. I mean, when he was 16, he was drumming for Chuck.
Come on.
Wow.
So he's just been, I don't know, he manages Belladonna.
Wow.
Which I really bang with. I love them. They're crazy. But, bruh, like, I guess that's just why I've always been around music and been around, like, the sound and why I didn't want to do it at first. But now I'm embracing it more and more. And I'm starting to realize, like, I see a lot of my dad in me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I can hear it, bro, because I've listened to a lot of rappers from the area, especially the ones that are coming up. I can hear it. You are just so much. This is no cap, and it's not like I'm gassing you right now, but I'm straight up. They heard the music, like, yo ass can rap, bro.
Nah, thank you.
Like,
thank
you can rap, and I can only, like, the idealist to me just sees a direct connection from your father being a percussionist to you being a percussionist as well, but you're doing it through
words. Yeah, I guess, like, the biggest part of that is just, man, like, I feel like rap in D.C. is so unheralded, and I feel like a lot of times the rappers and lyricists of the city are a direct, like, I guess, you can see the percussionist in those guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, the rappers in the city are oftentimes forgotten and are oftentimes never given their flowers, much like a Congo player. My dad, right. who's been playing for, let's say, 30 years, and never really, you'll know his name. You'll know his name on the fly, but if you see him on the street, you might never know him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's something like I really identify with.
I really want to find out, like, so growing up in that under that roof, what was the studio sessions like? And also, what were the studio conversations like that you were picking up game from? Because you're not just talking about being an artist. You're talking about, like, creating pipelines and development for the whole area.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, you got to be cued in on some conversations early on in the game.
Yeah, man. My dad tried to have me rapping. And, like, first of all, he had this whole idea for this, like, rap character when I was, like, seven, bro. Like, he wanted to call him Lil Cal, right?
Okay.
This kid would have a cowbell, like, around his neck, bro.
Yeah.
And he would literally be rapping over only go-go beats.
Wow.
And this is, like, something that I was not with, bro. So I was like, nah. So I definitely didn't rap until I was, like, 13, 14, for real. Because I wasn't digging it. But I was always around, man. I'd be carrying drums to gigs. And I'd be, like, interacting with, like, these older people. Like, I probably met Chuck Brown more times than many people in my generation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so just, like, the energy off of that, bro, I really, like, started to like develop a love, I guess, for the city and for the sound, bro. And like, I don't really know how to describe it.
Right.
And all this development, that portion of it is just from watching my dad manage bands and like, seeing Belladonna, seeing them when they were, they weren't Passion, but like right after Passion, I caught them, they were Six.
Yeah.
It was an all girls band called Six. And like, I used to like ride around in their van and really talk to them and chop it with them. And they used to tell me, yo, one day you, when you're doing music, like, this what you need to do and this what you need to do. And like, so now I think, We have to have a vehicle to do that for other artists in the city, man. The underground needs the direction.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's, I just want to say, like, I think it's dope that, like, you know how the NBA, like, Dwayne Wade just had his last game last night, right?
Yeah.
But who was standing next to him? His son.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
His son probably going to be a monster at Miami or wherever he commits to. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the sons of, like, NBA legends, like Scottie Pippen Jr. and, like, Kenyon Martin Jr. all coming up through the system. And, like, it's like, yo, we seen your pops.
Excellent.
But their highlight tapes in high school are crazy because they learn those moves. They certain things were demystified for them. You know what I mean?
Like, 10 steps ahead.
Early on. So,
yeah.
Same way. I'm glad that we have, like, pipeline from go-go to hip-hop and the evolution and all that in between here in D.C. too.
Yeah. And then you bringing niggas like myself in, not to blow me up. But I'm not from here. You know what I mean? I'm a transferred 10 years, fell in love with the game, and you allowing people like myself to also be a part of that system.
Cause it's passion. You got passion for it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You bringing yourself in. That's off true. The passion alone, bro. Like,
you invested.
That's true, man. Oh man, this is great. I think we got time for, I think, one more topic before we gotta wrap up. Matt, I think you got something special.
Yeah, just a hip-hop conversation. So I read this article on DJ Booth earlier today that says that J. Cole has announced that he is done producing for himself.
Yes.
For himself. And he also states for the next project, you know, he will say yes to features. And, you know, if anybody familiar with J. Cole's music knows for the last two or three releases.
All platinum, no features.
All platinum, double platinum, no features. That has taken a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he said he's opening up to collaboration. And we've kind of saw the precursors for this with his, you know, activity over the past, like, really year.
Yeah.
Since KOD.
Yeah,
he's been doing a lot of features. Interacting with, you know, the previous generation and the middle child movement. So just wanted to get your take from a room full of people who are hands in the artistry and music right now, what your thoughts are.
Man, Cole's ready. He's ready to take the next step, I think. He's ready to dominate the charts.
Are we on the cusp of the greatest J. Cole album ever?
Maybe? I don't know. It depends on how you say greatest. It might be the best selling, though.
Because
if he did, if he went double platinum and platinum with no features, then fuck around and get a verse with J on there. It's like, oh, okay.
Right.
That's another
middle. But Middle Child was wild.
It was crazy good.
Middle Child was wild, and I think it showed, like, he has commercial appeal, and he can still rap about J. Cole topics, you know what I'm saying? Like, that whole song, the whole concept's wild to me. Blows my mind every time. Because it's like something you've seen, but you never really thought to put into words, but he really is the bridge between two generations.
Right. And I think the message is powerful.
Yeah, on the producing side, I think that's basically where he's at with it, too. Like, he has a whole roster of some of the most talented artists in the game right now. Mm-hmm. J.I.D. can probably rap with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Boss is so slick.
Yeah. Boss is nasty. Earth Gang is the new Outkast, bro.
Shout out Ari Lennox.
He got the first lady R&B right now.
Dreamville Fest. We're on the
somebody that DC needs to embrace just a little bit more,
just a little bit more.
But
man, Cole can produce with so many people at this point that it's like, why produce for itself, man?
Right. You know, I think it's just going to unlock, you know, I think a self-imposed kind of, I don't know, model. It's like, you know, when it's like Russell Westbrook. Like, he averages triple-doubles, but right. he doesn't win a championship.
Right.
Like, I wonder if maybe, you know, put up like 35 and 7 and 8 and 8. You maybe,
won a championship.
Maybe won a championship.
Yeah, true. Like, that's a good point.
I got to wonder if some of this is because of, like, last year and when Kendrick did the Black Panther soundtrack and all of that, like,
yeah.
right. did watching that commercial success, like, cut something on inside J. Cole's
mind. I wonder. I mean, I think three in a row with doing it by yourself also gives you the space to be like, fuck it. I tried a different way and see if I can get a different result.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did he,
the festival.
Started with Puma too. He has the Puma partnership.
Really?
As well, which Nipsey also had, right? So it's like, all right, you know.
Wow.
At least we have somebody who's, you know, within the same vein as a Nipsey, you know, still,
I think,
same age range kind of still.
Bro, I think we underestimate the effect of Jay-Z becoming the president of Puma Basketball.
Talk, yeah. like, talk that.
Just having Jay-Z in the building.
Mm. Yeah, going like, able to give.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. That's yeah. crazy. Beyonce at Adidas too.
Oh,
we gotta say that for next week.
All right. Chris, tell the people where they can find you, man.
Yo, you can find me on Twitter at Allen Island. That's Allen and ISLAND. Instagram at Allen Island, and Southside with Love coming soon, man. So stay tuned.
Yeah,
dope. Yo, it's Backpack Matt on Twitter. It's at Backpack Matt on Instagram. It's MISTER Backpack. Follow me. I just threw a picture up there. I throw up like every 3 months or so. So go ahead.
Boom.
And hey. Embrace that while you can.
I saw that content, baby.
You hear me?
Of course, you can find your boy BMO Brown at BMO Brown. That's BMO Brown on all social media handles. You can also follow the Over the Shoulder podcast on Twitter and Instagram at OTSPod, OTSPOD. Again, we are coming live from the Line Hotel lobby right here in Chocolate City,
Full Washington, service
DC.
Radio, baby.
Full yeah, service yeah. radio. We going crazy. Shout out to our producer, Alexia, holding us down one more again.
Best shop in the house.
Best shop in the house, Facts. Baby. Until next time, keep listening.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.